While many have searched for the paranormal, few have successfully documented its presence. I've made it my life's work to seek out those extraordinary individuals who may be the evolutionary link in my studies regarding the other side. I am Dr. Deepman, and these are the Deepman Files. Case 13-6, Odd Occurrences at the Orphanage. It has taken some time for me to begin to piece together the next few cases. While some of the previous files belonging to Drawer 13 are incomplete, they at least exist. From here on out, I will be adding to the case files as I receive information from the parties involved. I was quite surprised to hear that JB and Ash took a trip to the infamous Mercer Orphanage. I was there some years ago myself, though due to the fact that some of the surviving residents were in the middle of a lawsuit at the time, I was unable to publish my findings in detail. I had hoped to go back and conduct a follow-up investigation. If my team had contacted me about the investigation as they were supposed to, I could have at least given them some advice about the location. I could have told them, for example, to avoid the basement at all costs.
Come on, pick up. I know you're getting my messages. Fuck. I can do this all day, you...
How did you get this number?
I'm not a fucking idiot. I know how to use the internet.
What do you want, Ash? You know we aren't supposed to have contact while the settlement is being dealt with.
No, Deepman isn't supposed to have contact. Just because I took the payout doesn't mean I think you should.
Fine. Whatever. What do you want?
You got my messages. I can see you left me on red.
Yeah? What about it? I'm not working for Deepman ever again.
No, I know that. It isn't from Deepman. It's just from me.
You're still working for him, though, so...
He doesn't know about this. He's still in the UK. He's not really involved with any of our cases right now. I've tried to complete the case files, but...
So this is about one of his cases. Or at least, one of his team's cases.
No, I don't know. Maybe... Listen, I think we've got mixed up in something weird.
You hunt ghosts for a living, Ash.
Yeah, well, it's weirder than that. Did you actually look at my files?
Yeah. Curiosity got the better of me.
Okay, so you see why I need your help then, right?
You're joking, right? A handful of photos taken in dark rooms. Half of them are too blurry or reflecting off of too much stuff. I have no idea what I'm looking at.
You're looking at them now?
Yeah. What are they supposed to be?
I thought it was just a coincidence at first, but these devices keep showing up on cases JB and I are on.
JB.
Yeah, he's Deepman's office manager and primary research assistant now.
I thought Marcus was...
No, Marcus and Isabella went back to the UK along with Deepman to be with their mom for a while. Deepman needed someone else, and I'm not exactly management material.
No, you're not.
Anyhow, I sent you screenshots from the footage I still had access to, and...
What do you mean, still had access to? Were you fired?
No, I just needed a break for a little bit. But I'm going to have to go back soon. I'm still paid by the case.
I find it hard to believe that a girl like you would find herself tied to a paycheck. You seem pretty resourceful. You don't have to go back. Ash? You there?
I do have to go back. I think there's something wrong with JB.
All right. Fine. I'll see what I can dig up on these things. Send me any other info you have. Just remember, I'm a science guy. I don't know anything about you psychic types.
I know, but that's what I might need.
If you say so. Listen, I've gotta go. I have a meeting soon,
yeah,
and I...
right. I'll send you anything else I can remember from these cases. Thanks, Garrett. I appreciate it.
It's the least I can do. For you, that is... Deepman can rot in hell, for all I care.
Agreed.
Take care, Ash. Stay safe.
Thanks. Talk to you later.
Look who's back. Didn't think I'd be seeing you again.
Yeah, well, my sister's tuition payment is coming up.
So?
You know that's the only reason I'm still working for Dietman. Part of my pay goes to our college fund. You helped me fill out the paperwork last semester.
Oh, right. I forgot about that.
Uh-huh. You packing for a case?
What?
The equipment bags are packed.
Yeah. Yep. Just heading out, actually, so we can catch up when I get...
I'll come with you.
I'm sure you want to stop back at your place after being gone for so long.
Nah, I'm good. I've got my stuff. Besides, you know Dietman would be pissed if he knew you investigated somewhere alone. I've got a paycheck to earn.
It's really
come on,
no...
hand me some of the bags. You can fill me in on the ride. Huh. That's it? Mercer Orphanage?
Yep.
I thought it would be bigger. I can't imagine they'll fit many of those luxury condos there.
I think they've already demolished another building, and they're tearing down part of the forest too, not just the orphanage.
Too bad, but hey, it's a job, right? Dietman's bound to make a pretty penny off this case if a developer is willing to call him in. Modern Management Development Company sure is living up to its namesake.
Yeah. All right, so let's get in, pick a spot to drop off our equipment, and start the preliminary walkthrough.
Shouldn't be a long night with the small size of this place. You really opted to travel light this time, huh? I don't think we've ever investigated with only 4 equipment bags.
I packed when I thought I would be investigating alone.
Yeah, no kidding. Oh man, this place looks bad. So much water damage. Seriously, JB, it's a good thing you didn't come alone. This place looks pretty dangerous for a solo investigator.
I guess so. Come on, let's go over here. I think I hear bats above us, so I don't think I want to stay in this foyer. Oh yeah, this should work. This looks like a dining hall, and the sun is setting in this direction, so we'll get some extra light until the evening.
Yeah, too bad the windows are busted. It's gonna get real cold real fast. We're supposed to have flurries after midnight.
I thought you didn't get cold.
I don't, but you do.
I'll be fine.
If you say so. I'll start setting up the equipment if you have anything else to bring in.
No, that's it.
Well, this will be fast, at least. This is really it? This is all you brought?
Yeah, and?
A spirit board, dowsing rods, is that a scrying crystal? Where are the extra thermals, the REM pod, even the spare batteries?
I thought I was investigating alone. I just brought what I could easily carry and keep track of.
Well, shit. I thought the bags felt awfully light. I can't believe I was the responsible one for once.
What?
I grabbed one of the bags from Seaspire that you didn't unpack. We have one handheld camera, 2 voice recorders, a thermometer, and an EMF. It's not going to cover much, but at least it's something.
Oh. Well, great. With 2 of us, that's more ground to cover and...
Like hell. You heard what I said. This place is a death trap. There's no way we can split up here. We have to stick together. What if one of us falls through the freaking floorboards?
Fine. Grab what you want and let's get a layout.
Man, if I thought this place was small before, we can't even go into most of these rooms. Kitchen floor is weak around the appliances. Pipe, it looks like it froze in the bathroom. The little chapel area is half burned down. What are we even doing here?
Same as any other place. Searching for spirits. If this is where the veil is weak, and we can get some conclusive proof of the other side, then so be it.
The veil? As in the veil between worlds? This is the first time I've ever heard you use that term. You're usually the science and equipment one of us.
I've had time to read since you've been gone. Someone had to stay and answer the phones.
Dietman doesn't get a lot of calls.
Exactly. Hence the time to read. Come on. We still have one more room on this floor. This should be the day room. Supposedly the roof caved in back in the 1930s. Death records do seem to indicate...
I knew it.
What was that?
I figured there would be a good chance we'd see one of those devices here.
What devices?
That one, over there. In the corner by the table with the broken leg. Look, it's got the same green light we've seen elsewhere. And like some of the other spots, there's absolutely no power here.
Oh. I don't recognize it.
Seriously?
Yeah.
You cleaned up the footage from Milton Labs with the shadow figure, remember? You printed off pictures of one of these to put in the case file.
I did?
Yeah, JB, you did.
Oh. I don't remember. Must have been on autopilot with the boring desk work. Let's finish our preliminary walkthrough, then swap out equipment to start investigating.
You really don't remember?
No, I've been busy, Ash. You left for a month. I've had a lot on my plate. Anyhow, this is a room we should revisit later, since it's potentially a site of trauma. Now let's head upstairs, okay? We're losing daylight, and I need to grab my flashlight.
Yeah, fine. Whatever.
Okay, so the water damage on the west side is pretty bad, meaning that's mostly inaccessible. We can check out the children's dormitories and then maybe try to get the basement door open.
JB, the basement door is literally bolted shut. We don't have the equipment to get it open. Can we just do our thing in the areas that are at least not collapsing and move on?
If someone has tried so hard to keep the door shut, then doesn't it seem likely that someone's trying to hide something?
Sure, maybe so. Like, getting like a 4 on the psychic scale, and yeah, it's definitely stronger on the first floor near the basement door. But for all we know, this place is flooded. It's in serious disrepair.
Fine. Let's head into the dormitories then.
So, are we looking for something in particular, or what? There's got to be some stories if you think the veil is thin here.
There are stories of a particularly nasty nun here, who used her authority to run this place like a prison rather than an orphanage.
Uh-huh. So, do we, like, have proof of that?
There are countless stories, urban legends.
What about news articles, arrest records?
There have been movies inspired by...
What happened to the research, JB? Sure, I get we've answered some calls with little evidence before, like back at Milton Labs. But at least we had people to talk to, experiences to actually hear. But what, did a check just show up at the office and you took the case? You've got to be kidding me.
It seemed like an interesting case, and the check from MM was sizable. Seemed like a good one for me to take, especially since I was left alone to look after the office and the caseload.
Fine, whatever. Are you done up here? This walkthrough is taking longer than it should already for a building this size.
Are you getting anything?
Nope, not even a blip. If there's anything in this building, I don't think it's here.
Yeah, my dowsing rods just keep spinning.
Shocker.
What?
Nothing. Can we head back to base or what? We can grab some equipment and refresh batteries.
Yeah. I really thought we'd get something here. Let's go. Alright. I know we didn't get much upstairs, so I think we should focus the rest of our time on investigating this first floor and...
Jesus, JB. It's dark as shit. Don't stop like that. I nearly...
Ash, look.
Oh, I don't like that.
So much for the basement door being bolted shut. I think something wants us to go down there.
Yeah, or shut us in. If that door locks behind us...
We could put something between the door to keep it from closing.
If a spirit managed to open a bolted shut door, I think they could move whatever shitty attempt we make to jam it open.
I'm taking my spirit board down there. Are you coming with me, or am I going alone?
Fuck, fine. But I'm telling you now, this is a bad idea.
Noted. I have a bungee cord in the van. Help me tie the door handle to that pillar there.
I always thought the thing inside was going to be the death of me. Now, I'm thinking it's going to be you.
Don't be so dramatic. This will be fun.
I wish you wouldn't do this, JB.
It's no different from using a voice recorder to ask for responses.
It is. Using a spirit board or talking board is opening your body and mind for channeling, not just recording a response. An untrained individual of spiritual or psychic energy could do some real damage.
Who says I'm untrained?
Unless you became a medium overnight.
Are you going to sit down or not?
Pass. I'll monitor for EMF and temperature changes. You know, like we're supposed to.
Suit yourself. I thought you'd be glad to break Deepman's rules.
Not this time.
I invite the spirits of this orphanage to join me at this table. Please guide my hand to move this glass to spell your responses.
I really don't like this.
I know. Spirits, is there anyone here who would like to speak with us? Oh, fantastic.
JB, I think you should close the board. It's suffocating in here, like a pressure pushing me down.
Shh. Spirits, come through from the other side. Is there anyone here with us? That's a yes. Are you a spirit from the orphanage? One of the children who died when the roof collapsed?
I doubt it. This feels way darker than any child spirit.
You're right. It said no.
Great. So glad the board agrees with me.
Are you trapped here? Another yes.
The temperature just dropped. Like, a lot. Something might be drawing energy.
Great. Maybe we'll get even better answers. Let's see. Why are you trapped here? What do you want? That's strange.
What is it?
It just keeps spelling out you.
JB, we need to get out of here. We just jumped to like an 8 on the psychic scale. I don't like this energy. This is insanely negative.
No, hold on. I just need to...
It's just the two of us in the middle of nowhere. We're leaving. Come on.
You don't need to drag me. I'm coming.
Let's get outside and... Oh, that's not good.
What do we do?
Straight ahead. Into the day room. Now!
What? Why?
Go!
Shouldn't we...
Go!
Great. Now we're trapped in here.
Yeah, but this room has the... Oh, shit.
If we could just... Great. Now my flashlight is going out.
JB, turn around.
What? What are you... Oh. What is that?
I don't know, but it's coming from the floor, and that pressure is back. Ugh, what does that smell?
Interesting. Some negative entities are associated with foul smells. Something really bad must have happened here.
Yeah, well, that's a freaking miasma of negative energy if I've ever seen one. Move towards the window, maybe we can jump.
If we can get it to disperse, then...
Yeah, and how do we do that?
Throw a fireball or something.
It's a wooden building. I'm not getting another arson charge against me.
Fine, then I'll just...
You're not actually going to throw your flashlight at it.
Then anyhow, maybe you'll just go away.
Wow, shocker. It was a bad idea.
Yeah, okay, fine. You made your point. Are you just gonna stand there?
That thing wants you, not me. I'm sure if you just back away, it'll be fine.
You're joking, right?
Nah, I'm sure the swirling vortex of negative energy won't hurt you. Just take a few steps backwards. Yep, keep going.
It's still coming at me.
Yeah, I see it. It's moving slowly. Go on. Just a few more steps.
Ash, do something.
Just trust me. Keep going.
Seriously, throw a fireball or something. I'm gonna hit the wall.
You're almost there.
Almost where?
Just one more step and... For a second there, I thought that wouldn't...
I don't feel very well.
What? No, you did great. You were the perfect bait. I just needed you to get close to that device and... JB, hey, watch it! JB, are you okay? Did you hit your head?
I'm okay. Where are we?
It's the day room of the orphanage, remember?
Right.
Come on, let me help you up. I think we should get that looked at. That was a nasty fall.
Yeah, looked at.
Up you go. Just gotta get you to the van. Sorry about that, JB. I didn't think it would affect you like it affected me.
What?
This metal device. I knew that it interfered with the binding on the thing inside, so I couldn't lure that miasma to it, but I figured you could. Guess I was wrong.
Oh.
Listen, I'm just going to get you to the van, then I'm going to come back in and pack up the bags. You'll be okay for 10 minutes, right?
You shouldn't be here alone. Dr. Dietman would be upset if...
I'll be fast, okay? You just sit tight. All right, that's the last of the bags. Sorry it took so long. I couldn't find the last voice recorder.
Did it work?
What?
The miasma. Is it gone?
I think so. I mean, it disappeared once it got close to you and the device, and I didn't really feel anything when I was running around the building just now.
Good. That's good.
Yeah. Move over, JB. I'll drive us to the urgent care. It's only...
No, I'm fine. Let's just head back to the office.
But it's a 2-hour drive. You hit your head, JB. You're still bleeding. We have to get
you. I'm going back to the office. If you don't like it, you can find another ride.
Back to this. Fine. Just take it easy.
Of course.
Hello?
Hey, did you get it?
Hey!
Give me that. There. Speaker. Was that so hard?
Didn't think you'd stick around, Josephine.
Neither did I.
Any problems?
No, I was able to get right through the door you left open with a dolly. A place like that should really have security cameras, though.
They're gonna tear it down. I don't think they care.
True. Anyhow, no problems on my end. Only on Mr. Davies.
Oh, yeah?
It isn't a problem. I just need some time to research it. I can't figure out how to open the device, and I don't want to damage the insides. Just give me some time, okay? I'll keep you, both of you, updated.
Great. Just call me anytime. I'll call back if I can't pick up.
Will do.
See you, Ash.
Bye. And thanks, both of you. Fuck, JB, you scared the shit out of me. What are you doing lurking in the doorway? Are you trying to give me a heart attack?
Who are you talking to?
What?
On the phone. Who are you talking to?
Just Josephine. She let me hang out with her after ceasefire. I was just checking in.
And Garrett Davies?
If you knew who I was talking to, why did you ask?
You aren't supposed to have contact with him.
Yeah, well, he asked for my help with a project.
You have an exclusivity clause in
your... Deepman is free to talk to me about it. Oh wait, he's so busy with his own legal troubles that he doesn't have time to bother with his less important consultants. Now if you'll excuse me. Move, JB. I have places to be.
He's out of Pittsburgh now, isn't he?
How did... Deepman was supposed to turn over his files.
I have a case that way. Maybe we could stop out and visit.
You
know, so you can help him with his project. I'd love to get a look at some of his equipment.
Yeah, sure. Now, please, JB, out of the door. I've got places to be.
Have a good night.
As far as I'm aware of, I've never received a request from Monitor Management to investigate the old Mercer Orphanage. If I did, or that is to say, if my team did, any paper trail of such an inquiry has disappeared. I have no emails, no letters. The best I can find are a few outgoing calls from my office that were placed after this investigation. Modern Management is a mediocre real estate company that buys up properties. My own calls to the company have revealed that the orphanage is condemned and has been so for some time. While there were no accusations made, it was alluded to that any visit to the site would be considered trespassing. Though I cannot be sure, I believe that JB chose to visit the orphanage independent of any investigation requests. Why? I suppose I will never know.
The Deepman Files is written and produced by Alexandra Frund Clinton. This episode featured Dr. Zane as Dr. Deepman, Sean Clinton as JB, Kate Pounie as Ash, Chase Fernandez-Crum as Josephine, and Corey Mattson as Garrett. A special thanks to editors Terry Crew and Corey Mattson. Audio mixing provided by Scrubcast. To sign up for update alerts or for the link to the Deepman Files Discord community, please visit thedeepmanfiles.com. For additional Deepman team investigations, please check out The Deepman Files, a ghost hunting RPG available on drivethruRPG.com. Until next time, investigators, happy hauntings!